There is music on stage all week at Walton Arts Center. The musical Anastasia, based on the animated film and inspired by the mysteries and legends surrounding the executions of the Romanov family just over 100 years ago in Russia, runs through Sunday afternoon. The plot centers on Anya, who bears a resemblance to Anastasia Romanov, who, rumor has it, was smuggled out of Russia before being executed. The role of Anya on the national tour is embodied by Lila Coogan. This morning, she came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, and she says, staging for this show is elaborate, including the costuming.
So the costumes are really great because they really do inform our characters in those moments, but they're definitely not easy to wear, especially my last gown. My last gown is 35 pounds of steel and tulle, so it's so heavy, and it is strapless, so I have to make sure I take very good care of my core and my back to make sure that I can support that dress, but it does inform my character. You know, I have to have a certain poise in that dress simply to keep it healthy on my body, and it makes, you know, it makes me, like, stand up a bit straighter, and so it's definitely awesome.
Coogan is young, but an acting veteran. She first auditioned for a role when she was a child. She says she took to acting quickly and has since earned her degree in theater at Syracuse University and has been on Broadway in Mary Poppins before landing this role.
I mean, I think I am, like, an inherently, or I was, I think I've grown out of it, but I was very shy, and I do still have a lot of social anxiety, and so for me, theater was a really, really great way to kind of combat that and work on that. My mom used to say that I was, like, scared of everything as a kid. And so it was, like, kind of crazy that I even wanted to go audition for something. I finally felt like I found where I could be myself and be loud and crazy without getting judged. It always felt like home, and I tried really hard to quit. I was very good at science in high school, and I took a lot of science classes, and I was in a special program for it, and I even got into college for it, and it was hard for me to imagine myself doing anything other than theater, but I really was trying to.
She says she's happy she stayed with acting. This tour is her first, and Lila says there's a bit of a learning curve with the tour, including navigating the different climates in different cities that can mess with her allergies.
I hate my allergies. I got to get those shots. But, traveling and going to new beds and new homes every week is definitely taxing on you mentally and physically. So it's really important to find the things that bring you joy, help you stay healthy. Like, for example, I always have to find, like, a local coffee shop so that I have a place to go outside of my hotel room or Airbnb where I can just kind of, like, relax and get some work done and kind of, like, make myself feel like I have some sort of routine, even though it does change every week. It's all about also, like, knowing when you need a break and being like, I can't do the show tonight. I don't feel well, and I need a minute. And that's okay, too. Like, it's really about finding a balance.
Admittedly, a story with roots in revolution, execution, and loss of family has its somber themes. But Lila Coogan says it isn't inaccurate to say the musical also has its spectacular moments.
It's definitely a show that has a lot of depth and heart to it. And there are some really, really serious, dark moments. For sure, we're talking about a family that was brutally slaughtered. But I think what I love about this show is through all this dark and through all this turmoil, we have not just Anya, but several characters who are persevering and pursuing dreams and making the best with what they've got. And I really do firmly believe that life throws so many obstacles and hardships at you. And it's so important to learn how to tackle them and push forward even when you're not quite sure how the end result's going to happen.
She says she feels connected to her character, that Anya has helped her steer through difficult days with that spirit of perseverance.
I do feel so connected to her in that way, especially as a young woman. Being a young woman is hard, especially in this industry, you know. It's harder for us to stick up for ourselves sometimes, and we do get labeled as either bossy or a diva or those things. And I think it's so important for young women to start taking ownership of, you know, what they want and how they feel. And I think Anya does that beautifully. I think she shows that you can have compassion and empathy and all those things without sacrificing yourself or your wants or your desires, and without sacrificing this very clear and, like, important determination.
Lila Coogan is Anya in the national touring production of Anastasia at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville through Sunday afternoon. You can learn more at waltonartscenter.org. She visited the Carver Center for Public Radio this morning.